Welcome to the show.
This guy got a mistletoe belt on.
Gosh, that is bad.
The whole plane smells like weed.
Those were the days.
It's a joke, you idiot.
Looked in the mirror, I'm like,
good old innocent fun. Welcome back, everybody, to Troublemakers, the podcast where each week we bring on a guest and they tell crazy stories about their lives. I'm your host, Dylan Krasinski, coming to you from a beautiful night in Astoria, Queens. With me as always, but not this week, my co-host Ray Zawadny. We fucked up the scheduling a little bit, and my man Ray, unfortunately, is in Pittsburgh for the week, but we had to get an episode out to you people, so we had to do it. He'll be back next week, as always, and if it's your first time listening to the pod, or if you're coming back and you're enjoying us week by week, we want to thank you. We appreciate it. If you could do us a little favor, go on to, if you listen on audio, go leave us a review, leave us a comment, 5 stars, please. And if you listen on or watch on YouTube, hey, leave a comment. We'd love to see it. And I'll tell you this, if I go on and I see you leaving less than 5 stars, or I see you leaving negative comments instead of positivity, I'm going to call up Ray. I'm going to call up Ray, and he's going to find out where you live. And he's going to come to your house when you're sleeping. He's going to remove your face. He's going to put it on his face. He's going to open your cell phone. And he's going to start texting everybody you know. I don't know what he's going to text, but it won't be good. It won't be good. So anyway, leave a positive review. Leave a positive comment. Let's get into the episode with us. Returning guest, filling in as co-host today / guest.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Trusso.
Yes. What's up, everybody?
I like the intro. That was a good intro.
Man, I usually split it up with Ray. I never had to do that. Full intro like
you
that.
You went hard and fast, and you covered all the bases. And as you were talking, I'm like, should I say anything? But I'm going to let him go because you were vibing, bro. Like, it that was...
Really went was early good. Morning radio, late night talk show. I was feeling it.
You covered all the bases, I think. I think you did. You covered
I appreciate it.
That was almost Fox News.
Whoa, that's a huge compliment,
almost,
baby.
Almost, dude. Yeah.
He's a sick puppy.
Yeah. There he is, 2024. You know what's up.
Yep.
Do you know our good buddy got his citizenship recently just so he could vote for Trump in the upcoming election?
Who?
Won't say his name on here because I don't think he wants people to know.
Come on, dude.
He's not loud and proud yet. He's
I'll
proud.
Say his name. Ray Zawadny.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, straight from Poland, if you guys didn't know. Just got his citizenship last week. Good for him.
Dude, Ray likes to play like he's not some Republican over here. He'll be like, he'll say things and then he'll be like, nah, dude, I'm a Democrat. I would only vote for Biden. And I'm like,
does he say that stuff?
Well, his lady listens to every episode, so he's got to walk the line.
Yeah, I don't have to worry. I don't care about what people think of me.
Clearly, what did you just say? As soon as you walked in, you go, the internet hates me.
Oh, the internet is so mad at me right now. So mad at me.
Did you do?
I just do that. I mean, I don't know if you said, like, I don't know if everyone's interested in this this Kendrick Lamar Drake beef. I'd like to say I have no horse in the race. I like both of them, put out great music. I've listened to them all since they've, you know, all like, I just like both of them. I mean, I'm not like a Drake fan or like a Kendrick fan. And I think that these disses, these songs, like, it's good for hip hop.
I mean, I'll tell you this. I'll take it one step further. You don't really have a horse in the race. I don't really even know what's going on.
Oh, okay. Well, you can catch up afterwards.
I think that it's probably, I wouldn't be surprised if Kendrick and Drake were both just like collaborating behind the scenes.
Sure. You want to be
like, let's both be the talk of entertainment.
That's not too like crazy out of the realm of conspiracy. I mean, like, I'm not going to bore people with like what the storyline is. I mean, this goes back for a while. Kendrick just doesn't like Drake. Drake is reportedly just not an easy dude to work with, and he's got a lot of haters because he's more in the spotlight. Kendrick's more behind the scenes, but Drake kind of like pulled him into the scenes with like this rap beef, like just by putting out tracks and dissing. So you've gotten like multiple tracks from each of them over the last like 2 weeks, right? That's kind of the bottom line.
Almost an album.
Almost an album. Yeah, like, no, for real.
What it sounds right. Like.
Right. So anyways, long story short, there's this like, you know, Kendrick came out on one of his songs and said, basically called him like a pedophile because he's like, you know, singing to young girls or whatever. And then some young girl that at one of his concerts in like 2009 came out and said, I was 17 at the time. Drake didn't pull me on stage. His people did. And he was just serenading me like Michael Jackson did to people.
That's what he said. Right?
She said
wow.
That. Right? So anyways, I saw the post. I was like, and I see all these people like bashing the situation, like, oh, he's a pedophile, like, which is a really strong accusation.
It's a strong word.
Yeah. And I said, hey, y'all defending Michael Jackson when it's known he ate 9 year old boy ass. And I will tell you, people are upset, bro.
People really like people Michael Jackson.
Love Michael. And I will tell you right now, I like Michael Jackson too. However, you are never going to convince me that he did not eat 9 year old boy ass.
All right. I think we can't say that on the pod, dude. That's going to be the title of the episode. Dude, well, did you watch that Leaving Neverland?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't watch it, but I heard it was very convincing.
Was there a half joke in there with my comment? Yes. However,
and now people are coming after
there,
you.
I don't care. There was he was accused of that in that documentary. The one kid that came out. Now I read into it a little bit, you know, after the fact. I guess maybe it came out where there was a settlement where those that family was paid off, and I think maybe even one of the kids said that like his parents pressured him into like coming out with the accusations. Happened. However, there were some things that came out in court where the description of Michael Jackson's penis based off of a drawing was spot on, no pun intended, because of his vitiligo, that said that only someone that saw it would know that it looks like that.
Oh my God. They'd say spot on, balls accurate.
Spot on, balls accurate, spot on, shaft accurate, if you want to get into the nitty gritty. So all those things that were like, you know, hey, another person that we were pretty sure that everybody loved and was accused of murder.
I mean, to be fair,
got
dude,
off anyways, right?
He was accused of murder?
O.J. Simpson, we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, that's
and everybody loved him, but the truth hurts.
The juice. You know? I did see, what was I going to say? I did see, well, people hated Michael Jackson when he was alive. That's the craziest part.
No,
there was a big section of the population that really disliked him. Do you remember when he hung his baby out the window?
Yes. Okay.
I mean, that guy couldn't do anything.
But
right.
I think the thing is like what it comes to, like you're talking, like, I mean, we're really like, you know, for different ends of the spectrum here, but it's the same idea. I mean, when you have Michael Jackson, you had everybody that was defending him vigorously without even knowing anything. And then you had the other people that were like maybe doing some research and be like, there's some truth to this. Like, the, you know, if you guys look it up, maybe, you know, maybe he was like this. I mean, he came out and admitted that he let young boys sleep in his bed.
I mean, very weird. But are you telling very me weird. That people on the internet are arguing with different sides of the spectrum? Some doing research, some not?
Oh,
some
no, that would never happen.
You're like, would years never ago, happen. People were doing this. Also, I would never victim blame in this situation, but I will parent blame.
Of course.
Because
oh, that's completely
different.
With the
Michael Jackson rumors going on for years, what person in their right mind has a child and is like, hey, he seems like a real good guy?
Oh, my God. I can't.
Or not even.
I can't like disagree. I'm not even going to argue that with you.
A celebrity's house. Like, hey, we'll let him sleep over.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a cool dude.
Right. And I just don't. Listen. I'm a kind of where there's smoke, there's fire guy. And there was a lot of smoke there. Like these children were staying at this ranch in his bed with him. And it's like, okay, like if there was nothing done and you want to like ride that argument, fine.
Still
you
weird.
You have that right.
Still there fucking was no, weird.
But that is fucking weird. And everyone's like, oh, well, he was this when he was a kid. It's like, yo, I don't give a fuck. You know who else was like that when they were a kid? Jeffrey fucking Dahmer. And what did he do?
No. Exactly. You know, well, you compare it. Just compare him to all the celebs today that have like had those tough. That's the child celebrity, you know. It's real.
Man.
It's a tough game.
Yeah, there's just a documentary
never normal.
About the Nickelodeon thing.
Exactly. Like Amanda Bynes, Drake Bell.
Yeah, it's not
Britney
easy,
Spears.
Right?
They all kind of lose their minds eventually.
And it's sad, but there's no, like I said, I was half joking on that comment.
Yeah.
However, there is some truth behind that.
Dude, it is so funny, but it is true.
And if you were to tell me, and I'll play the other side of the coin. If you were to tell me that Drake had like those allegations that were like cemented, like someone made a comment about it. But if there was some, if I heard about that, that wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? That wouldn't surprise me.
He had that. Well, nothing surprises me now with celebrities you know, everybody's getting taken down. You know, P. Diddy, all that stuff.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. There you go. There's another one. Yeah.
That's gotten
R. Kelly.
It's gotten real quiet recently. People aren't really talking about that
no.
recently. He just like zipped over to Antigua and and no one's heard anything about them. People are saying that they're seeing them places in the United States, but apparently, you ever see that video?
No.
Fucking love that video.
No, I never saw that.
That little kid who's interviewed on the news. This is why we're in a, we just set up the studio a little differently, so we're going to be able to play clips soon.
Perfect.
But I would pull that up where the kid is.
Apparently, I don't know.
Yes, yeah. Apparently, maybe I saw it. I watched the news, and the grandfather's like letting him, he's like, my grandfather watches, but apparently this is my first time on television.
This video sounds like one I would scroll by immediately.
If Ray was here, he would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
That doesn't even sound like you're, it doesn't even sound like him.
But that's the news. Pop culture is just, it's just, you know, hey, Michael Jackson was the king of pop, you know? Pop a finger and your son's head.
Jesus Christ. Well, there was that whole thing with Drake. What did they say about this new Drake line? He references like Millie Bobby Brown?
No, so that, okay, so there was some, from what I've heard, there he was texting back and forth with her.
Well, I do know the story about that.
I don't know the. I know he was texting back and forth. He's friends with her or whatever. She's younger. She's from Stranger Things. If people don't know, he referenced that in a song, as an I think as an accusation, or and he like rapped
Drake
about
himself.
It. Yeah, he rapped about it, and then Kendrick put it in the diss, like alluring to. Now, I will say this too. I think when diss tracks are coming out, and you need to find something on somebody, and Kendrick's taking some heat about this because some of it, like what he uses,
talking about his kids,
not factual and whatever. It's like, you know what though? Like, are there really, like, maybe there's like diss track etiquette.
Yeah.
But I mean, on the other hand, like as a fan listening to this music, I don't care.
No.
Which, because I have no horse in the race, right? I just want to listen to, is the song good? Does it bop? Does it make, I'm like, am I like, ooh, that's funny. Ooh, that's cool that they said that. Like, that's how I am. I'm not like, He did that. Like, who gives Kendrick or Drake, they're not the court of law, right? Like, there's been no charges brought against these people. Mm-hmm. You know, Drake's rapping about, like, Kendrick beating his wife and whatever. Whether I think maybe that was even public knowledge at some time, whatever happened with that. But, like, it's yo, dark. You're rapping about it. We're not the judge and jury here.
No.
You know what I mean? But now that social media, you know, trial by social media comes out, everyone, like, you know, draws their line in the sand. Like, I'm on this side, I'm on that side. Yo, just enjoy the music.
That's what I, that's how I talk about LeBron. Everyone's like, is he the GOAT? Is he not? He obviously is. But I hate I don't think so. People just like, enjoy it, dude.
Yeah.
Enjoy. It won't last forever. It's probably going to last 2 more years, maybe.
Right.
Just enjoy the greatness.
Enjoy the fun of the music. Mm-hmm. Like, don't pick a side. Like, yo, but you know what, though? It is fun to like debate and talk about with people what you think, what you heard. Like, that's all fun. And that's what makes this whole like feud like fun and cool, right? Mm-hmm. But like, I see people getting mad passionate about it. I'm like, yo, chill, bro. None of these dudes would fucking spit on you if you were on fire. Like, relax.
Oh, it's true. It's like, why do people defend celebrities? Like,
yeah,
they wouldn't even look at you.
Yeah, just enjoy the music. I think, you know, the good thing is like, I, you know, like, if you go back to 2009, like, Drake has always had something that, like, has become even, like, a way of life or, like, a sign. My dad was walking around saying fucking YOLO. You know what I mean?
Did like, he start that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, you know, you walk around. You start from the bottom. We're here. Like, this Instagram, like, you know, quotes and stuff, girls using it. Like, you know, that was Drake's the king of that, right?
Oh, well, dude, I said my a friend of mine years ago went to, like, one of these festivals, and Drake was on one of the main stages. And they were like, should we go see Drake? And, you know, now it would be like, no question. But, you know,
then,
6-7 years ago, you're like, I guess I'm not really a big Drake fan.
Yeah.
She said she went and she was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
It was like, I know every single song. And you think about it, the guy has had
every year hit
1 to 3 songs of the summer for like 15 years.
Long time. And I think what I was getting to is that I, even his last two albums, they just haven't done it for me. Like, there's been a couple things I like, but like, you know how the Drake effect is, like an album comes out, you're like, this is trash. Then like a couple days later, you're like, this is the best. Then like 3 days later, you're like, this is gold. The last two albums from him, like, really haven't been that way for me. It's been more moody, and I know that he's got that like since he started. But what I will say about this feud is that like, it brought the part of Drake for me anyways that like I haven't seen in a while that I'm like, yo, that's what I liked about him. Like, is he that type of style that he would rap in, right? And like, Kendrick's behind closed doors, like, he's not really like a public figure, really. He kind of like keeps his life private. Yeah. And Drake ripped him out of that and got the best out of him.
True.
So I'm like, yo, that's good for hip hop. Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's my take on it. I'm not a professional.
I would think, maybe there wouldn't even, I think, honestly, there. This all could be fake. There's not even a real.
It wouldn't surprise. Like, I know you're like a conspiracy theorist guy, but
not really.
That
but
wouldn't
like,
that wouldn't surprise me in the least.
You know who? Nobody but I know they don't like each about other. Last week, Drake and Kendrick Lamar,
right?
And then all of a sudden, everybody. This week, everybody's talking about it.
Everyone.
It's good for both of them.
100%.
You know,
100%. No, no matter what is said.
Yeah,
because they're not the judge and jury, and there's been no accusations in like a court of law. So I can say anything I want about you.
And sure.
If I wouldn't, you know, you're my boy, but you know what I'm saying? I could be like, yo, this guy, blah, 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 blah. And people are like, what? Well, and then when it gets down to the nitty gritty, like, well, has he ever been accused of anything?
I mean, no. Technically that is slander, but you know, you could say it.
But what is rap? It's slander. There's a diss track from the 90s that starts off by saying, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. And everybody loved it.
We said one of the only like best diss tracks that you can actually like enjoy. It's actually a good song, right?
Yeah,
it's a great song. Some of these that are coming out are like, well, it's not really a good song.
You're right. I would say like maybe like, you know, Push Ups by Drake was really good. That's a good song. Euphoria is a good song. Not Like Us that Kendrick just put out recently. Good song. It's a bop.
What were the two?
There's a couple of them that were a little weird.
Dude, I did like those when Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly were having that like little beef.
I can't even call that a beef.
And they like went back and forth at each other.
But Machine Gun Kelly, dude. Like,
listen, everybody shits on him, and obviously he doesn't hold a candle to Eminem, but the song he came out with was pretty cool. And then Eminem's, you know, song is just like so good. But that song he came out with was pretty funny.
The funny thing about this whole Drake and Kendrick beef is like, you know, there's also like, you know, Drake keeps saying like, what is this 20v1? Because on, you know, Rick Ross, Future, Metro Boomin, fucking The Weeknd, they put out an album and they were dissing him on there. And he basically, I mean, you can't deny it, made all of their careers.
That's so funny. Yeah.
So, you know, he can kind of come out and he trumps them anytime he says anything about that. But it's like, it's so funny when he goes and he like disses The Weeknd. He's like, what are you going to fucking serenade a diss? Like, because I mean, The Weeknd involved in dissing anybody is just beyond me a little bit.
Also, you got to think at the end of the day, this guy has so much money. You think about how much money Drake has.
Insane, dude.
And like spends it like he has it. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen him gamble? He'll like be on like live stream gambling and he's putting like $500,000 rolls and everything.
Meanwhile, I had fucking a can of tuna fish for lunch. You know, it's like, you fucker, dude.
Have you, were you a big concert guy growing up?
I never was. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've gone to some concerts. Like, I mean, but I never was like, I have to go to this concert. Like, I think like I've gone to maybe a handful. Like I saw Guns N' Roses live back in 2017. That was fucking great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was when Axl and Slash were back together on tour. That was great. I saw like back in the day, I saw like the right after Biggie died, they did the Bad Boy Family tour. That was cool. That was when Jay-Z was newer.
He was with them.
That was fun. I saw Naughty by Nature at this random venue in Buffalo, New York. They were amazing, bro. Amazing. That was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
I will say, I do love when you can catch an artist before they're famous and then they get super big.
Yeah.
Like my friend that I went to school with, she told me this story once. She got these tickets. So upstate New York, okay?
Yeah.
Like not upstate Buffalo, but upstate like by Woodstock. Mm-hmm. Woodstock area, right?
Big concert there if you guys have never heard of it.
Yeah. Woodstock there. So they have this little barn venue up there, okay? Where it
Which is everything.
Maybe like 50 people. Very small, all right? So they she gets tickets to this band and she brings her brother and her brother was like, I guess, pledging a frat at the time, so we always had to have cigarettes on him, you know.
Okay,
classic like frat move, like totally. You gotta always
have your cigarettes,
never smoke
or we'll give you a wedgie.
But so they go and they like watch this band perform and they're hanging out outside with the band and the lead singer comes out and he's like, does anyone have a cigarette? I need a cigarette. And my friend's brother was like, I have one. Ran to the car, ran back, never smoked, smokes a cigarette with this lead singer. The band, years later, Mumford & Sons.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's cool.
So he's just smoking a cigarette with Marcus Mumford.
That's cool.
Hanging out with the band.
That's a cool venue to see them in, like a small little barn.
Very
like,
intimate.
I will tell you this right now. I saw, and this was at the height of their popularity, so I don't want to hear any fucking shit in the comments. I saw with a girl I was dating, The Fray.
Good band.
Good. No. Good
fun band, dude.
To sing in your car with, to go to a concert and watch Way Gay, dude.
Dude, my first concert. You
know? I was like, yo, I got it. I'm like, everyone's like dancing and singing. And I'm just like, dude, I do this in the car alone. Like, I can't fucking.
Listen, you know? I'll never shame anybody for their choice of concerts. My first concert, I went with my two older female cousins and their one friend. And it was Smash Mouth opening for NSYNC.
Wow, more like Smash Asshole. Dick.
Dude. Smash Mouth opening for NSYNC at Nassau Coliseum. And I was like 13. And
that's a 13-year-old concert.
Dude, I remember I was like kind of being like, oh, dude, I'm too cool for this. And then the music started.
And you're like, dude.
And I got into it, dude.
Yeah, hey. Now I'm an all-star.
I was like 13 dancing with this like 55-year-old mom next to me.
Of course, dude. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, see how much Drake would have got for that one. no, I saw one of the concerts I went, like this again, a girl I was dating, she wanted to always see Michael Bublé. So I got tickets for that like during the holiday season.
Yeah.
And that was one I went to that I was like, I'm not saying I didn't like the guy. Kind of, you know, he's like Frank Sinatra-ish, but you know, very good performer. Mm. He's very like Dean Martin,
yeah, dude.
Frank Sinatra.
He's professional.
He does like comedy in between almost. Like, you know, I mean, we're stand-up comedy. He's not a comic, but he was like, you know, entertaining, you know. But for a one-man person just to be like singing like fucking Christmas songs and, you know, Frank Sinatra songs, which are great songs, and he's a very good singer, I wasn't expecting it to be. I got to go see Michael Bublé.
I would never expect, you know? I would never want to go see him, but it would be a good, I would be like, this is going to be good.
There's a band coming that I'm a huge fan of. They're just going on tour right now, and I've never thought about wanting to see a band, but I'm a huge fan of their music. They've only put out two albums, and they're coming to Pier 17 Roof in September.
Who is it?
Kaleo. You ever heard of them?
No.
Icelandic rock band.
Okay.
Phenomenal. They actually did a video. I'd be familiar with one of their songs, Way Down We Go. They filmed it in a volcano, an active volcano. That's what the music video is filmed.
Sick, dude.
It's a fucking dope song. I know people on this fucking watching this probably know who they are. I might go see them.
Dude, if you know who Kaleo is, leave a comment in the YouTube. Kaleo, baby.
Kaleo.
In September?
In September 13th, yeah.
All right, I think I'm going to go check them out. I mean, my favorite band is Death Cab for Cutie, and I know they would probably hate me, but I like them a lot.
Hey, everyone's got their thing. I'm not even saying that it's my favorite band. I just know that like the music they put out, it's fucking dope.
You know, I think the coolest thing about like when you can get a little fame in like whatever you do, and then other people that you're fans of recognize your whatever you're doing, whether it's sports or comedy or music, and like all of a sudden you have like comics hanging out with athletes and musicians hanging out with
and you
actors.
Go and you go to the concert and you like buy a t-shirt.
Oh,
you're like,
yeah.
I think my sisters and her friends were like, oh, I'm like, let's go do this. Let's go out for drinks tomorrow. And I was like, oh, we can't. We're going to the Sarah McLachlan concert. I was like, what? What kind of fucking concert is that? What are you going to buy a Sarah McLachlan noose to hang yourself fucking misery?
She just brings the dogs out in the cages.
Yeah, you just all cry. Who's going to those concerts? Yeah,
ladies.
Ugh,
a lot of ladies, dude. A lot of ladies. No, I was just, what about, I'm trying to think. You see crazy stuff at concerts too. I remember we went.
Mosh pits?
'90s that was big. When I was even in high school in like early 2000s, right? Mid 2000s.
Yeah.
That was the big like emo, you know?
Yeah, of
like,
course. Everyone had hacky sacks. Remember hacky sacks in the early 90s?
Dude, you're showing your age now.
I'm just telling you, man.
Hacky sacks, devil sticks.
Well, yeah. Well, that was the early 90s. That's when Woodstock came back for the first time.
Dude, we had
Woodstock 99 which was a disaster, by the way.
Dude, we had a former guest, Jess Levin. She was at that. She went to that and said it was insane.
I wanted to go. Episode. My parents were having no part of it because I was fucking 15 years old.
Would have been insane.
Yeah, 17 years old.
She said they like they lost their keys. I remember.
Oh, bro,
I heard like there was nightmare. No water.
No they water. Were like, nightmare. Hot as fuck on an air. It wasn't even at like the old Woodstock. It was on like an airplane like tarmac, and the fucking so heat hot. From the cement. Yeah. So I can't remember. Wasn't there one before that? Not the one in the 60s. There was or one after that. They did three know. Of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like after the one that was in whatever, late 90s, 2000s, whenever they did that, the last one.
So there was
they
Woodstock 99, and then there was another one, but I don't know if there was one in between the 60s and the 99 one, because I know that they tried it.
That must have been Limp Bizkit. Right? Limp Bizkit.
There was one where it rained the whole fucking time.
Oh, I don't know.
That was not 99, I don't think.
Maybe
it was all
was in
muddy.
The 60s, the original one?
No. It was in between the two. I got to look it up, but okay. Whatever.
Hold on, I can...
He's going to look it up right now.
The how many Woodstock concerts?
There's three. I know there's three. But I would have loved... Like, I'm like the festivals, like Coachella.
Yeah, 69, 94, and 99.
94 was the one it rained the whole time. And that's I was 14 good. For that one. The 99 one, I was like 17, 18. I wanted to go to it. My parents were not having it. They're like, no. Good thing I didn't because it was a fucking shit show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a whole documentary about it. But the one in 94 was it poured rain the whole time. That's why they moved that one onto the fucking
tarmac. Instead of in the dirt.
Yeah. In the mud.
Oh, yeah. I've seen crazy shit at concerts. But yeah, that was when I was in high school. That was like that kind of emo punk pop, which I loved. I was super into.
I think everyone was.
Ray,
I mean, I was
hates it, dude. He hates it.
He's younger than us.
Pump. No, we're the same age. Me and
you and Ray are the same
dude,
age.
Yeah, me and Ray are the same age, dude. Don't fucking
he's
lump
younger
me in
than
with
me,
your,
dude.
Fucking.
I don't know. I grew up during the coolest era of hip hop.
I guess
the '90s. '90s was sure. The best era of hip hop, dude.
I don't know. Yeah.
Golden era. 100%.
Golden era, but that's like saying that the golden era was basketball was the 90s. It was great for what it was, but are the dudes playing now not
better? Do you think that hip hop's better now than it was in the 90s?
Maybe not right now, but I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with your point. I like hip hop now, and if it wasn't for the 90s, it wouldn't be like this is now. I think that. As far as, I mean, everything's relative, right?
So, well, like, what do you got? You got, so in the 90s, are you counting Jay-Z as like 90s?
No, I'm talking about like Tupac, Biggie, Nas, like that. I mean, Jay-Z was like end of the 90s.
So, like, if you count Jay-Z there, maybe, but then if you put Jay-Z in with like,
Jay-Z, I would say, is more 2000s.
If you go the 2000s with like early Eminem and Jay-Z and Kanye,
so
and Lil Wayne, and
but they rode the coattails of the 90s.
Sure, but you could say that the 90s rode the coattails of the 80s, but that wasn't even it was just like a new.
I know, but the thing that happened in the 90s was it was taking beats that everybody was familiar with and
Oh, it totally was different. It totally created
it
a new
made,
thing.
You know,
it's like the difference between, you know, like blues creating rock.
I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, everyone fucking hates Diddy, but that's what he did. He even sings about it. Do I take hits from the 80s but make it sound so crazy? And that's why everybody fell in love with hip-hop then, because it was so, it was familiar new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Taking hits from 70s and 80s and you're spinning them into like what some people... They made it for the masses in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because in the 80s, it was underground and like spinning in like clubs and like people weren't really like, it wasn't for the masses.
You know? NWA was what? Late 80s, 90s?
Early
90s.
That was West. Early 90s. Yeah. The East Coast made it more mainstream.
Yeah. With Biggie and Tupac, I feel like that skyrocketed it.
Yeah. And then that beef like blew it up for the public.
Yeah.
Which was huge.
But I think similar to like, you know, 90s basketball took it kind of, they say like global, I guess, but like with Jordan.
90s
like,
wrestling too.
Yeah, that's true. And then, but like 2000s and like 2010s basketball, I think is some of the best basketball.
Yeah, I mean,
when you had like those good Spurs teams.
Yes.
And then you had the Lakers, you had the Celtics. You had LeBron.
LeBron, yeah.
You know, in his prime.
End of Jordan's career, yeah.
And, like, Jordan wasn't really doing anything, but it was, like, you know, kept when you had, like, that young Thunder team with Durant and Westbrook and Harden, like, that was such a
sure.
cool, exciting team. If right. they all stayed on that team, I think it could have been something so special.
The 90s was just better for everything, dude. Even hockey in the 90s was great.
I mean, listen, we're not going to agree because it's different. Like, I grew up in the 90s, right? But I was like,
it's more nostalgic. Well, you're 10. I'm mixing up nostalgia.
2000s was like my
so that
childhood.
Was your nostalgic time, yeah. right? Like, in everything that you're talking about, like the two, I was just fucked up on drugs. So I don't I don't remember yeah, anything.
You're like, that was my yeah. that was my golden
you're like,
era.
Do you remember? And I'm like, fucking no. No. Dude, I don't remember anything. Oh, I remember my nose burning constantly.
Dude, I remember this. Oh, I just remember this, a concert we went to. I remember I did like a little comedy tour with two buddies and we went to a few cities and can't even call it a tour, but whatever. We went to like six cities and did, shows.
And did shows.
And yeah, exactly. Like bar shows. And we went to Detroit and my buddy like knew this guy in Detroit who owns this like t-shirt company. And we go out, and I'll never forget this, dude. I bombed so hard in front of, like, this, like, group of friends that were all, they were all, like, hard Detroit biker dudes. I told this story about the hot dog. This dude who was talking about, like, knowing where bodies are buried, and he buys hot dogs for everybody, and he got a chili dog for himself without the meat. It was, like, a veggie dog.
So it's just a dog?
It was just, like, it was literally just, like, vegetarian chili in a bun. And I remember he's like, okay, everybody help yourself. And I grab one and I take a bite and I'm like, there's no fucking hot dog in this. What the hell's going on?
Just a bread
and
with
dude,
chili.
He goes, who the fuck took my veggie dog? And I was like, dude, I can shove this in my mouth right now. He's been talking about how
I would have thrown it on
he
the floor.
Knows where the bodies are buried all night. I was fucking terrified, dude. And he goes, who? And I go, hey man, I'm really sorry. I thought this was a regular hot dog. I took a bite and he goes, oh, no, no, it's okay, man. It's okay. And I was like, thank God, man.
Yeah.
This is a guy, right before that, we go to a concert, right? We do the show, and then there's like a concert venue next door. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we'll get in. And our friends are working the door or whatever. These were like hard, like, you know, motorcycle bouncer dudes, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool. And it was me and Luke and our buddy Alex. And we go, and dude, we're listening to this band. I've never fucking heard of this band. I don't even remember the name, but it was like hard mosh pit music. And I was like, this is so fucking weird, dude. And dude, that night I remember the this one dude in the group was like trying to like dance with this girl in like mosh pit music. And the girl was like, this is my boyfriend. Get away from me. And the dude just punched the boyfriend in the face.
Yeah, man.
And then they started this fucking all out fight. And me and Luke are standing there like, where the fuck are we right now? And they dragged the other guy out. They were like, you're in the wrong, pulled him out. And then we just kept watching the show. I was like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
This is so fucked
up. Dude, we used to do so much stupid shit with comedy. Like, you go into others' towns, bro. Like, I mean, even like Ray and I, like I've booked this show out in PA like for like 7-8 years now. And like Ray and I like went to one and these people are always great. Like the whole town comes out for it. There's like between like 100 and 250 people. Like it's always great. It's a fire hall. It's awesome. And me and Ray go and we're, you know, I don't drink, but like, you know, I'm like, I go hang with them after. They're always like, you know, to the comics, come meet us at this bar afterwards. Come here. And like, we go like, you know, Ray, he's fucking.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's a lot.
Let's fucking go, dude. I'm going to, you know, I'm partying with the whole town.
That's the best. That's my favorite part of comedy.
And I'm like sitting there, like, just kind of like, I'm hanging, I'm holding my own. We're in this like fucking like bar where everyone's in PA, like everyone's smoking inside the bar. Like I'm just kind of hanging out and I'm just like sitting there, like chilling on my phone. And I just like look over and there's this fucking guy just drunk, just like glazed eyes. He's like, you've been here before, right? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, I usually host the show. He's like, I heard the same, you do the same shit every time you come. And I was like, oh, cool, man. Maybe not come next time. And he's like, it ain't funny. And I'm like, wow, am I going to fight this guy right now? Like,
and I'll be like, thanks, sir.
And we're I remember leaving. Ray being like, dude, this guy's creeping me out. You know what I mean? Like, we got to get out. It's just like people, like, you got to be careful in those towns. Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Because those are drag.
He probably has a gun.
Drag you back to their house and fucking.
Oh, yeah.
We were just there, same place. We were just there last in March.
Mm.
And it was me and Abby.
Yep.
And Demetrius, mm-hmm. and Sharif. Yeah. And Sharif headlined.
Sharif Johnson, if you guys know Sharif, very funny black comic, which is integral to the story. I'm not just throwing that out there. He's on stage, and in this crowd is like smaller. It was probably like 90 people. Like they had something else going on like that night, but it was still fun, you know. But Sharif's headlining, and like there's this group of people sitting on the front, and they all, the one guy in the front, he made like this these mason jars of wine. He's getting us, can you, yo, taste my wine? Yeah, I'm like, I'm good, bro. And Sharif's like, yo, I'll try at some point, right? And like he never did, but he's on stage, and the guy's like, I told you to try my wine, yeah, in the middle of Sharif's set, right? So. And Sharif's like, all right, bro, I'll taste the wine. And the guy goes to hand it to him, and he's like, wait a second. Goes, puts it in a paper bag, and he's like, is this better? And we're all like, oh, my God. Now, for Sharif's set.
Oh, my God.
For Sharif's set, like, it worked, right? Because he just went off on this tangent. But we're all in the back like, did that, you know, like.
It's crazy.
Right. And we can't be like, yo, that was fucked up because we're outnumbered. You know what I mean? By a lot. And it was just like, you know what? But anyways, like, show ends. Everyone's like, let's take pictures. Yeah. You know, we want to talk. Like, you know, they want to, like, shoot the shit with the comics and everything. And Sharif's, like, bouncing around. And then these, like, ladies are coming over and, like, come over to our house in our hot tub. And God. Sharif, and I'm watching Sharif. And she's like, yeah, man, we'll come to the hot tub. We'll come. And I'm like, yo, we're not going. And then one of the guys that was sitting, you know, near us at the comics table was like, hey, man, like, you guys are great. He's like, I'm just going to give you the heads up. I wouldn't go with them. He goes, because some people there might not be okay with those two.
Oh, and I was like, my God.
And yo, that's the first time. Like, I'm Italian. Like, you know, I'm not like, like look white. You know what I mean? But I've never felt uncomfortable there. And Abby was with us and she was like jaw to the floor. Right. And I was like, yo, that was the first time I've ever been there where I was like, we should probably just fucking go back to the hotel, like, right now. Like, that kind of freaked me out a little bit, right? And I told Sharif, like, I was like, Sharif, we're not going anywhere. He's like, oh, no, I'm just playing dumb. He's like, I'm not fucking going anywhere with these people. I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, it was wild, bro.
That's crazy. That's insane. So, yeah,
you got to be careful when you're on these trips, bro, because it's different.
Hey, the United States is a big country. There's a lot of different culture.
Understanding how diverse where we live is.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. I mean, you go to Vermont. You go to Burlington, Vermont. There is one type of person there.
Yes. And every time I go to a small city, I'll always like look on Wikipedia, like what their demographics are. And it's always like, you know, you could just tell, like, I'm talking about these small podunk towns. And I'll just go look to see, like, if there's anything I can feed off of, like, you know, on stage. And it's always funny when I see, like, you know, like, Caucasian 62%, like, African-American, you know, 13%. And it's always Asian, like, 0.5%. You know, that's just the one guy owns a Chinese restaurant in the town.
Just one family living in the whole region.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, that's all it is.
Dude, oh, my God. You know who told... when Andre was on, Andre Kim, he told us this story about like stealing some lady's phone at a bar when he was in high school. And past episode, if you want to go hear the full story, is very funny.
It's funny.
But he says the cops came to his high school. And I was like, and they come in and they're like, Andre Kim, are you here? And everyone's like, oh, shit. And I was like, wait. How did they know it was you? And he goes, dude, I'm the only Asian person in miles.
Also, like during attendance, I'm sure they knew Andre Kim was there.
Yeah, they were like, I'm the only Asian person from the only Asian family within miles of this fucking city. Oh, man. Yeah. Like, so at the bar, they were just like, some Asian kid was in here, stole this lady's phone. He looked like he was 16. And they were like, well, let's check the high school.
Probably there. Yeah, it's funny, dude. It's just...
I was dying, dude, when he said that. Man. Oh, that is crazy, though. That kind of shit. I'm trying to think if I've ever been around that type of...
type of crowds?
No, that type of experience where like you're like, oh,
you're the white, you're the whitest guy in the world.
No, but like seeing it where you're like, oh shit, we're not. That's in the New York City or
that,
Boston.
That's right now. Like one of the, I think the first time I've seen that in like you know with a show that we were at, because you know you're at forefront, you're on the stage. That's
what did Ray's told the story before, but he always says one show he was at where the guy comes up to him in the bathroom and is like, oh, you're the comedian? And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, I'll tell you this. you guys can say anything you want up there. And Ray's like, okay, cool, cool, cool. He's like, even the N-word. And Ray's like, all right, man, yeah. I'm just going to finish peeing and get out of here. Thank you.
No, dude, not going to fucking say that. Yeah, man, people are crazy, bro. They but that's what they expect. They think like, oh yeah, no, it's a safe place here, because they don't understand that like that's not cool. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? They're just like, it's like this is how our town is. Nuts, dude. It's crazy,
dude. I'm very excited for the Knicks tonight, man.
Very excited. This will be out round two.
This will be out on Wednesday, so we'll know
game two.
Wednesday's game two.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. God damn. I'm excited.
People don't know that we're about to end this and go.
Yeah, we're going right to the bar to watch the game. And people are going to be like, yeah, these fucking idiots. The Knicks didn't win. This sucks. I think they're going to win tonight.
I've always, you know, I'm from Buffalo, New York. It's no secret. I've been on the podcast before, but I've always liked the Knicks. Like,
they're great.
But being from Buffalo, it's different because we didn't have, yes, we had like, MSG, like, you know, is like a station that they aired the games on and stuff like that, but they didn't have, you know, it's not like on the forefront. I mean, because we have the Bills, we have the Sabres, and if a Sabres game was on, which is the hockey team,
they wouldn't play basketball.
That would trump the basketball.
Classic game. Buffalo move.
Yeah. So, I mean, I always would pay attention, but the Knicks were so shitty for so long. Mm-hmm. So, like, being here the last few years, like living here, and then them being decent the last few years, it's been like, you know, it's
dude,
so
this, refreshing. The Knicks really do take over the city, unlike any other.
Well, because there's no other team. Like, there's the Nets, but no one fucking cares about the Nets.
No one cares
dude.
About the Nets. We actively, like, hate the Nets here. They should have stayed in Jersey, but everything else is split. I've said this. Like, Knicks, you have the Mets and Yankees. They split the city.
Right.
The Jets and Giants, they split the city. The Knicks are the only team
Rangers Islanders
pretty much split the city. Rangers, I think, are a little more prevalent in Manhattan. Long Island is more of an Islanders territory. But, yeah, once it's the Knicks, dude, the whole city gets behind that team.
Yep.
If they ever win a championship, I mean, this city might tear itself apart.
You know what, though? I'm here for it.
It would be so cool, dude. Oh, going to that parade would be sick. So fun. You text him? What are you doing?
Yeah,
dude?
I'm sorry. Everyone that's meeting us at the game is like,
who's coming to the game?
Huh?
Who's coming to the game?
Evan's coming. Who? Ralph. Buddies
Jesus,
are coming.
Dude. Look at these.
Buddies are coming.
Saying these people. Brandon called me. He goes, hey, just me and you tonight at the game. And now he's like, fucking John. You know John. Hey, no, never met him, Dad.
The more the merrier. The Knicks are playing.
That's what I say. More the merrier. Yeah, of course, Dad. Is that girl coming?
What girl?
I don't know.
No. Jeez.
Yeah. Does that make it weird?
Right. No, I was just like, what?
I'll do right.
I said Ralph and fucking Evan. And you're like, is that girl coming? I'm like, did I mention that a girl was coming?
I'll do right.
Oh, come on, dude. What are you doing saying that? Why are you bringing that up? No, it should be fun, though. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Also, big stuff tonight. We have the Met Gala is also going on.
Couldn't care less.
I could not care less either.
Couldn't care less.
But I did talk to someone today, a lady who said, that is my Super Bowl. And I was like, all right, dude, that's right. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's embarrassing.
It's like a big event. People love the Met Gala.
It's a fashion event for art.
I guess, right?
Because it's about the Metropolitan Museum of Art, isn't
it?
Yeah.
But
everyone gets dressed up to go. Like, it's like a fundraiser for the Met.
Like, yes, but it feels like a little culty, you know?
It's Hollywood.
Certain celebs get invited, certain celebs don't. Like, I was told that, like, the Kardashians, big celebs, right? They were never invited. Kim K was never invited until she started dating Kanye. That's when she started getting invited.
I'm sure that her life has been fine. She's probably flourished. I mean, they're sure billionaires.
Oh my God.
You know, I'm sure you can't buy your way into the fucking Met Gala.
I don't think you can. That Devil Wears Prada lady.
It's a fundraiser.
I know.
Donate more money.
That's true.
They probably don't want to donate and they just want to go. That's the problem. Hollywood sucks, dude.
I'm sure someone will make some political statement with their attire. That'll be exciting.
I'm sure they will too. What do you think it'll be? What was it last year? AIDS
I don't know.
Pins all over the place?
No, who did? Someone wore
AIDS is over. They don't play with AIDS anymore.
No. It's COVID. It's COVID now. No, that'll get us demonetized.
Maybe there's going to be a new one. COVIDs.
COVIDs.
Yeah.
That'll be 2024. That'll be the new virus. COVIDs.
COVIDs.
COVID, but only transferred by sex. That would be brutal.
Hey,
no, I'm not on board with that. Worse
things that happen.
Like what? Name one.
Worse than what? COVID?
COVID transferred through sex. COVIDs. That bro. Kills you also.
Yeah, no one would be. Well, I don't know. It would probably be a hoax like the first thing. So, it would
dude, we're definitely getting demonetized now. God damn it. You can't say that. Dude, I'm like sweating my ass off right now.
It's warm out. 75 degrees outside.
So hot. I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt. It's brutal.
I know. Phone's blowing up.
Do you want to wrap early? We're at 45 minutes.
Yeah, let's wrap early.
Do you have any stories you want to tell before we get going? Any fights at sporting events?
Fights at sporting events?
I don't know.
I mean, I've seen shit happen at Bills games.
Oh, dude. I bet. Through the table?
Yeah,
bro. That was the coolest thing. I did get to see that.
Oh, Sabres games? I mean, yeah, bro. People fight at the stadiums all the time.
I did see that. That was very cool when I got to see the table, the Bills table,
getting
whatever
smashed.
You call it, yeah. Memorial.
That's a new thing. That never happened when I was a kid. That started happening.
I mean, it is pretty cool.
It started happening in like the mid-2000s when they were in the midst of the drought and all it was people partying and they're like, oh, we're going to jump through a table. And then that became like a thing. Like, so it doesn't go back to the 90s. It doesn't go back to the fucking early 80s or anything like that. It was a newer thing when people were just getting fucked up at games because no one cared about the games.
So good.
Yeah, so they're like, someone's going to fucking die. I'm surprised that has not happened yet.
Oh, dude. I saw when I went to a Jets game when the Bills played like 2 years ago and watched this girl go through the table and it did not break. And it did not break. And
people
it's
are
just
setting
like,
themselves on fire and jumping off of.
That is so insane, dude.
It's insane.
It's my favorite sports tradition, I think, of maybe any sports team. It's probably the best tradition. It's
probably one of the most famous ones. Yeah,
I think so. All right, dude, you want to wrap so we can get over to
Let's wrap
to this
and go
game.
Watch the Knicks,
we'll
baby.
A little early, okay? All right, tell the people where they can find you. Thanks for coming on and filling in for Raymond.
Dude, anytime.
I really appreciate it.
We talked about all the serious causes today, you know?
we got into it.
We did. You can find me on Instagram. It's at Brandon Trousseau. Also on Twitter is at Brandon Trousseau. And then shows I am at the Dojo in Jersey on Saturday. And then the Grizzly Para this weekend.
Yeah, dude.
And then I'll be in Los Angeles end of the month.
Hell yeah. At Dylan Krasinski on all Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. I'll be at Red Clay Comedy Festival this weekend in Atlanta. If you're in Atlanta, come out to a show. You know what I mean? And we are... Follow us, brain fucking tumor. At Troublemakers on all those sites as well. We post clips 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 times a week. Ray will be back next Wednesday, and you can find us here every single Wednesday. Good night, baby.
Good night.